Fine. So, ubechol chelek v'chelek, yesh mireshis shehu al Hashem yisbarach. So, what we're talking about here is he basically said that he picked up on that there are three reshises that he's focused on, not truma, but rather bikurim, meiser, and chal. Right. So, ubechol chelek v'chelek, yesh reshis shehu al Hashem yisbarach, and each chelek, there's a reshis element that's to God. What does that mean? Because Hashem is one. And from him, like, there is this idea of oneness. Meaning that that aspect of oneness that you're going to find in other things is the beginning of something. And everything else after that is an add-on. So this whole theme of the idea of the one becoming into the multiplicity type of thing, that the idea of Reishis really points back to that oneness. Kemosha hit by her. Zesh amr b'zchus bikurim b'zchus meiser b'zchus chal. Never ha'olam. And this is what it means. What it says in the merit of bikurim, merit of meiser, and the merit of chala, the world was created. Ki kvar hit by her l'cha, ki lo haya ro'i sheyetze min asher hu echad hariboy. Because the idea, it doesn't flow that you should have one, the multiplicity coming from the oneness. Rak ayde harashis, but only through this idea of like having this rashis hadavar. So these three things which have this aspect of rashis, the world was created, never olam. Rerotza lamar, b'schus asher notnin el Hashem yisbarach harashis, really what it means is that through the merit of giving to God the beginning, because the beginning is really what's apropos to God from anything else. Ki hareshis hu echad, because reshis really encapsulates the one, this aspect of oneness. Hu nimtza mi'ito b'rishona, right? And that v'hushba min Hashem yisbarach shehu echad. It's with him at the beginning, and it's influenced from God, who is one. B'shvil zeh nivra kol olam, meaning so. And that, so this is really like an extension or an expression of Hashem. This idea of the oneness of God is expressed through Reishis. Okay, so ki ef shoshiya nivra ha'olam rak mipnei sheyesh kan Reishis. The world cannot be created except for that of this idea of Reishis. V'hareishis hu kodesh el Hashem yisbarach. And Reishis is that which is sanctified to God. Ki Hashem yisbarach hu echad. Because God is one again. V'hareishis hu echad, right? And the Reishis is the idea of, also this, the idea of oneness. V'achein hu kodesh el Hashem yisbarach. So therefore it's sanctified to God. Because what it's really saying is, this has a unique or special relationship to Hashem. Because of this, it's an expression of the oneness. Aval hariboy hu mitzad ha'alo. Whereas riboy, it's really from the side of the receiver, the effect. I had this. I keep on like you had this perfect explanation of Alul here at the bottom. I said that is a keeper, but either way, but it's the idea of the outgrowth of the result of ki mitzad ha'alul mitchayev hariboy. But it's on the receiving side that you have the expansion. So that the idea of expansion or addition is coming from the side of that which was created. So from the rachis, then you can then have the add-on. It's like that point. So it's from God to that point, and that point of oneness, it's from there, meaning it's like crosses over from the creator to the created. And then from the created, which has lack, also now has a need for riboy, right? That was also. V'chein mashma lashem bereishis bara elokim. And so too, in the first sentence of the Torah, b'shvil reishis bara elokim. Sheha'olam nivra al yado b'shvil davar shu reishis. Right? It's created because of something that has this aspect of reishis. Ki ayidei reishis shehu el Hashem yisbarach. And that which is really, in a way, dedicated to God, Ra'oi ru'ya b'shvil kach habriya. Therefore, the whole creation is now, in a way, justified, in a sense. Ki lo zulatzeh. Ra'advar ma'asher amarnu l'mala b'rurim, ki l'divri ha'kol haya hishtashla sa'olam al yidei sheyesh b'olam reishis. Right? So the whole world kind of unfolds through the idea of reishis. V'hu el Hashem yisbarach. U'b'shvil ha'atchala shehu el Hashem yisbarach nivra ha'kol. So if you have that, so it's like he's saying that singularity, that first point, that first particle, you know?
It's chokmah, like in the spheres, isn't it? The first point of like...
Of chokmah, yeah, could be. Well, the keser elyon, that you're right, it could be there.
Right.
And maybe that's what people argue about even. I mean, I don't think, you know, it's interesting. But it takes you back to that first Rashi, where he gets into, you know, why is the world, why does the Torah have to start with Bereishis? Why doesn't it start from the first mitzvah? But it's all about this idea of Rishon, like Hachodesh Zolachem Rosh Chodeshim, right? It's the beginning. Amnum, Elu Gimel Mitzvah. Now back to this, so he said, Bikurim, Maiser, and Chala. Amnum, Elu Gimel HaKadoshos, which is Chala. It's interesting, he had once upon, I don't know if you have it there, he had Truma, and he takes it out. Chala Maiser, so there's something very deep and hidden within this. So the first mitzvah, which is mitzvahs bikurim, ba al hatchalas yitzias hanivra lepoel min Hashem yisbarach. Right, it's when you have this idea of the beginning that's coming out from. That it's creation, something that's created, it's coming out and it's been actualized from God. Shu Paalotel, but great God actualizes it. Shehar Habikurim Heim Kasher Nimza Pri Harisha. When you find the first pre, right? Vizesha Kasavetzel Bikurim, Rashis Pri Ha Adama Sher Shem Lokecha Notimach. Right, so you have the first pre. Vodama Rashis Pri Ha Adama Sher Natata Li Hashem. Right, says the first pre that was given, I'm a mitzvah meiser mitzada nivra. So Rishis is, Bikurim, I mean, is coming from God, right? It's like an expression of God actualizing.
Yeah.
When it comes to meiser, that's already something to do more with the person that's created. Lo mitzad hayitzia lepal, and not about the idea of coming out of from the potential. Lachach mitzvah zos kasher nigmar hapri, the gamri, so it has to be completed completely. Bikurim is when it starts to, you know, form. Mm-hmm. Here it's when it's finished. Va'omed ba'atzmo achar hamiruach, and it's standing there after the miruach is the leveling. Az nitchayev b'mitzvah zos. Then the mitzvah kicks in. Amna mitzvahs hachala mitzad chibur hachalakim biyachad. What's chala already is when you bring all the different parts together. Which is a whole other thing. V'chach mitzvahs hachala kasher nitgalgel ha'isa, when you're now kneading the dough. B'chol echad yesh reishis. But each one of these things has an element of reishis. V'davar's emet. And this is emes. This is truth. V'az yitain reishis el Hashem Yisrach. So in the process of doing these mitzvahs, you're dedicating to God reishis. Ki kvar amarnu l'chalamala Shabriyahu mitzad harishis bilvad. Right, we said that that the creation is because of the rishis. Right, it's for that alone. Shaydei harishis yimtzakol. Through the rishis, you find everything. Lefichach bechol havaya ba'atzmo yesh rishis. Every kind of act of existence, in a sense, has its rishis. Repairs their bar ma'od. So this is something that is hard to really. It's not able to truly explain it to its depths. But prop Indian mitzvahs chachala, because chachala most I guess is something very deep here. Shehi ayde kibbutz v'gilgal ha'isa, right, because it's all about bringing it together, and then the kneading and the making of the dough. That you now, by doing this, you now have an obligation to give the first to God. K'min Hashem Yisbarach Hu Asher Hu Echad, because Hashem is the one, Yimsah Kol. Everything is really coming from God. Harei Elecha Divrei Emes V'Yosher, Ki Hariboy Ba V'Shvil HaReishis. So it's the Riboy that's an outgrowth that comes out from the Reishis. K'mo Sheitbar Elecha L'Mala.
It's confusing because Chala you think of it as almost like a Riboy.
But it's actually what it's doing is it's bring. Maybe it's because you're taking it back into the oneness, right? You're taking all this
right.
And you're bringing it back to one,
maybe.
Right? So that might be what's
right. You're taking the products and assembling them into
Fine. With Nei Kirav Ashi Chashav. Now this is back to the Menashe and Ravashi, right?
Okay.
So this is that crazy thing where it's like Ravashi's like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Like, what's amazing? You know? You break the bread from where it crusted first. So he thought that the original people who were of the Avodah Zarah, because they didn't know that God is one, and that everything is coming from that place, and that the expansion comes from there, from the oneness. They didn't think that there's this singularity in the beginning. And that's why they were over the Avodah Zarah, which is basically anything. It's the thing that it's the avoda that goes away from that, right? The singularity. That's not what's going on. And that's why he asked him, so where do you make the hamotzi? Ravashi didn't know. It's where it becomes hardened first, where it crusts first. Because the bracha is what? Hamotzi lechem in aretz v'yesh b'lechem reishis. And lechem has an aspect of racist, but how you also shekaram bishulo, because you have a place that it actually had gotten crusted first. That is the expression of racist. So specifically there, yeshu levarach alzeh hamotzi, mibnei shehu racist v'hu ikar. And that's where he's saying to him, like, you know, from the place that it hardens first. So so Rav Ashi realized that Menashe is answering his question. I understand the idea of the Yichud Hashem, and that from the Yichud came the Riboy, and that was never the issue, and that therefore when you make Hamotzi, you have to express the idea of Reishis from the place Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz, right, where it came from, right, Hamotzi, where the Lechem is coming from the land into creation. So therefore, he understood how this process went down, of how you get from the singularity to the Riboy. It goes through this process of Reishis. So rather, don't think that the Avodah Zarah was based on the fact of this challenge that they had of how do you get from the singularity, the perfect singularity, to the multiplicity and expansion. So when he said to Ravash, he said to him, you're so smart, v'yadat sivas hashtashos hariboy, Lama palachto l'avodah zarah. And what were you doing going after avodah zarah? If you understand the idea of Hashem's oneness and that the whole how this process goes from the echad to the riboy, so v'amalei ilu havitz hasam. So he answered him, if you would have been there, haya etzlecha hatas yoter, you would have been even more mistaken there. Sharei haya b'cha hayetzahar, because your yetzahar would have been greater. L'chach nikitas v'shipulei glimcha. You would have taken the edges of your cloak in your mouth, in your teeth, in order to get away the obstacle. The rihatat basra, and you would run after it. Right? So we're proud. So this is Yetzer hara, achar avodah zarah, So this idea of Yetzirah after Avodah Zarah, ki kvar hit bara b'perek shalifnei zeh, ki inyan ha-yetzer, ha-ra, shemigara yota b'yisrom, ve-hamal ha-yona sheish b'yisrom. So why is it that the Yetzirah is stronger in, and it stirs up the Jews because of this, their loftier, there's a certain loftier aspect to the Jewish soul, shehem el Hashem yisbar, because they have more of a natural connection to Hashem, behim krovim elav, ubo tevekim, right? So they are cleaved to God, they're much more attached, they're close, and therefore they cleave. V'zehu atzma hasiba shahayetzer hara mitgara behem levatel zeh. So that's why this special quality has an extra yetzahara, zel umat zeh baras, right? That God created a world of balance. So therefore, this greater level of nefesh, or neshama, let's call it, that's the reason that the Yetzirah is even stronger. The Tam Asher Hidbar Lamala, Shu Devekim B'Avodah Zarah, Shu Hefech Zeh. So therefore they cleave to the Avodah Zarah because that's the opposite of what they were naturally. Mishnei Yetzirah Heim. And these are two Yetzirah. Ha'echad Hu Ha'yetzir De'arabah. So there's one that's a Yetzirah for lust in sexuality. Ha'sheni Yetzir De'Avodah Zarah. That of the Avodah Zarah. K'moshim Avor V'Davar Zeh. Become the kamas. Yitzra devodah zarah hu shemigareh liyot nimshach achar avodah zarah. So you have a yitzhar that's pulling you towards that avodah zarah, and the yitzhar hazeh b'machshavas ha'adam, which is interesting. So this is very cerebral. Shehu koch sichli mitam hasher hitbayar mivnei yesh liyisrael chibur al Hashem yisbarach. We have a special connection to Hashem. The yitzra devodah zarah hu koch muchan la'abed miyisrael malazot. So the counterforce is the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah, which is trying to basically destroy us from this high level of connectivity to God. This Yetzirah is to try to trick us into going after Avodah Zarah. But it's based in the intellect, right? Kach la'adam koach gufni berach. So too, right? So too, a person has the power of the physical. Mal lezos sheyesh la'adam guf kadosh asher roi sheyia lo chibur el koach hasichli sheyesh la'adam. But this mala. So he's saying, actually says mal lezos, going back to the koach hasichli. Sheyesh la'adam guf kadosh. He has a holy body, but it's based on his malas sechlu, this lofty element of his intellect. Asheroi sheyelo chibro koach hasechli sheyesh la'adam mimnezeh atzmo gam kein yetzahar sheyesh lo levat al malazot. Right? That's why he has this other, is this very powerful yetzahar that's going counter. U'mesit oto laleches achar tavoso be'erva. So it also, I guess, it crosses over. It's not just in the, which is interesting. Like you see in this week's parasha, they went, or this is the outgrowth of the whole Midian thing, was that they went after Taiva that brought them to Yetzirah, to the Avodah Zarah. Right. So it was like a, but you see, like it goes hand in hand. He's saying from the Sichli, Mala Zos, going back to this, Sheish Ladam Guf Kadosh, Asher Roy Sheyelo Chibur Al Koach Hasichli Sheish Ladam, and Bnei Zeh Atzmo. Gam King Yitz Har Yesh Levata Malazot Umesit Oto. So it's interesting. The Avodah Zarah is a sichli thing. Avodah Zarah Yitzhara is very sichli. But Umesit Oto Lalechas Achar Tavosu Erva. It pulls him towards the Erva. The Dover who Bitol Kedushas Adam. But it's in essence, it's taking the person away from the Kedusha of the person. Right, it takes him away from his Kedusha. And so he says here, okay, I'll finish this and I'll go to the footnote. Klal ha-davar, ke'elu shtei yitzarim, so both of these yitzar, yitzar da'arva v'yitzar da'avodah zarah, hu l'shnei chalki ha-adam, ha-guf v'koach ha-sichli. So they're addressing the physical and the call it the spiritual, call it the intellectual. So he says here, it's not over here, but it has here. So he says, ki kedushas ha-adam umedes k'neged ta'avos ha-erva, the person's kedusha is going counter to his desires for within the sexual. Kafisha Pirish Rashi, but Rosh Perek Rosh Parshas Kedoshim. Kedoshim Tiyuki Hayu Heva Purushim in Arayas. Shekol Makom Shatam Motzi Geder Erva Atam Motzi Kedusha. Right? So.
So it's like inversely proportional. So, you know, like.
V'nira Hatam. He's right. He's quoting the Gorari there. Sha'achar Shem Kedusha Namar Al Purisha. Right, so the idea of kedusha is to separate from your desire, your physical desires. Yoteroy al geder erva shehin tavos haguf biyoter lachach misha nota achar znus yomer ozeh shehu maasa behema lefisha haznus inyan gufni. Right, because znus is all about the physical. The zenya habehema is like an animalistic activity. She kula guf v'chomer lachach misha porish min erva. So a person separates from the erva, he's really being porish, he's separating from his physicality. Parush, he's separated min yani al mazeh, shehu guf. Okay. Right, but so like there's two separate things. One is the physical issues, and also the spiritual issues. So the idea of the yitzur, the avodah zara, that already was like they had that. Like the Gemara talks about how they got rid of that, and they said, okay, let's get rid of the taiva for erva and arayis, whatever, and or for sexual, and then nothing was being born. To realize, okay, we can't do this; it's not going to work. So, but at least that was taken care of. All right, so it's the end of Perek Gimel.